George Washington. George Washington was the first president of the United States. He was born in 1732 in Virginia. Washington's father was a planter who died when George was 11 years old. After his father's death, George went to live with his older brother. As a boy, George didn't go to school for very long. However, he was good at math and geography. While he was still a teenager, George started working as a surveyor. In 1752, George's brother died and left him Mount Vernon, his large estate. At the age of 20, George had a good career and was a landowner. Washington was also in his 20s when he began his military career. He was an officer in the French and Indian War. In spite of his youth, he was a good leader and a very lucky one. In one battle, he rode directly into the line of fire. Bullets ripped through his coat, but not one bullet struck him. Two horses were shot out from under him, but again, not one bullet hit him. In fact, Washington was never injured in all his years in the army. Washington left the army after he was elected to the Virginia House of Burgesses. He was still loyal to England at that time, but the British government was beginning to anger him. The government was imposing unfair regulations and taxes on the colonists. In 1774, Washington and other colonists decided to meet to discuss their rights. This meeting was called the First Continental Congress. The colonists voted for a boycott of British products at this meeting. They also sent a petition to the British king, asking for fair treatment. The king ignored their petition. In May of 1775, the Second Continental Congress met. Tensions between the British and the colonists had increased in the time between the two meetings, and two short battles had taken place. At the Second Continental Congress, the colonists decided to separate from England. A committee was formed to draft and write a Declaration of Independence. The colonists also established an army and a navy, and decided to print money to fund the army. George Washington was elected to lead the Continental Army. Washington immediately started training his soldiers. The new army won a few battles, but success didn't last long. Washington's troops suffered terribly for most of the Revolutionary War. His soldiers didn't always have enough food. Often, hungry soldiers had to march in the snow without shoes or warm coats. Many soldiers wanted to quit, but Washington persuaded most of them to stay. In 1778, the French government sent troops and ships to help the Americans. In 1781, the British surrendered. In 1789, George Washington was elected the first president of the United States. Washington believed in a strong central government, but he did not want a president to have too much power. After his second term, Washington said no to a third term. He returned home to Mount Vernon. He died there in 1799. The nation mourned his death, but remembered and honored him, as Americans do today, with the title Father of His Country.